Top UN weapons inspectors reported significant progress today following 2 days of talks with Iraqi officials in Baghdad on the need for greater cooperation with inspectors. Yesterday, Iraqi officials said they had discovered 4 more empty chemical warheads, similar to the 12 discovered by inspectors last week. Chief Weapons Inspector Hans Blix and top nuclear inspector Mohammed Al-Baradei are visiting the Iraqi capital. They call it a last-ditch effort to encourage Iraq to provide more information on its banned weapons programs. NPR's Kate Seeley is in Baghdad. What sort of progress came out of this visit?
Well, they held a press conference this afternoon, and it was opened by Amir Saadi, Saddam Hussein's chief science advisor. And he said the 2 days of talks had been positive and constructive. He issued what he said was a joint statement with the inspectors, that they have apparently agreed to a series of steps on both sides to enhance cooperation. Apparently, Iraq has appointed a team to search for munitions that may not yet have been declared, said Saadi. He said Iraq had handed over more documents and was clarifying the contents of others. And Blix mentioned that based on past experience, he trusted the Iraqis to follow up on these matters. Very significantly, the Iraqis said they would encourage inspection of private sites and homes of leading scientists, as well as agree to private interviews with scientists, i.e. interviews not in the presence of government minders. Now, this has been a big bone of contention in the past. The Iraqis have discouraged these private interviews from taking place. Obviously, Blix and Baradei pressured the Iraqis quite heavily on this matter, and Baradei, in fact, said yesterday to the Iraqis, well, if you have nothing to hide, you should tell your people to go ahead and tell your story without any form of intimidation. So progress on that front.
Did the inspectors get what they wanted?
Well, that remains to be seen. Baradei said that the progress made by the inspectors with the help of the Iraqis over the next few weeks will determine whether or not there may be war in the region. So the pressure has been placed on the Iraqis, and inspectors will be expecting them to be much more forthcoming about many things. But today's press conference is a good sign, as is last night's news. Last night, as you mentioned, Iraq revealed that it had discovered 4 more empty chemical warheads, similar to those found by inspectors last Thursday. It also handed over documents that Blix had been asking for 3 years, it appears. So on the surface, at least, this trip has been a success. Blix and Baradei came with the message that Iraq is running out of time. It has to cooperate and prove to the world that it's free of banned weapons or face the consequences. And it looks like the Iraqis got the message.
What's the significance of these talks?
Well, they were basically an effort to press upon the Iraqis the need to come clean before a very important report to the UN Security Council due January 27th on Iraqi compliance. And Blix and Baradei told senior Iraqi officials, including Iraq's foreign minister, that Iraq's receptiveness to the inspector's demands would influence the tenor of the report. And Baradei said earlier, the more information Iraq provides, the more positive the report can be. So, you know, this is an important report, and it looks like Baradei and Blix might have some good information to add to it.
NPR's Kate Seeley in Baghdad.